Now, we've caught up with Belinda Ferguson, and Belinda is the editor of the local Bribie and Surrounds. And to find out about what's happening on the island and surrounds, Belinda's got all the goss. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Can you tell us what we can expect to be reading about in our paper this issue?
Sure. Our front page and feature issue is the announcement of a new multi-million dollar upgrade to Spinnaker Marina. This new construction will have a huge impact on our boaties and local businesses. Jack and Joan celebrate their 75th wedding anniversary in April. They tell us the key to a long, successful marriage, which is a massive achievement. In June, Bribie Toastmasters celebrated their 30th birthday, and last month they celebrated their 700th meeting. Alistair talks to the president on their success. There's been quite a lot of feedback to Air Services Australia regarding the new flight path affecting the southern end of Bribie Island. Cherie Hodonette talks to the head of community engagements, Donna Marshall, who sheds a light on the reasons behind the decisions to alter the current flight paths, redirecting more planes over our region. Bribie Island's Nature Fest Festival is a free event and has something for everyone. Visit the website to see which events might interest you with guided tours around the island and much more.
It sounds like an absolutely wonderful issue again, Belinda. And as I said before, Belinda Ferguson is the editor of the Bribie and Surrounds, keeping our community connected. And you can listen again on our website, 101.5fm.com.au. Thank you, Belinda.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, listeners.